We're joined right now by a running back for the San Francisco 49ers. He had 73 yards from scrimmage, a couple of TDs in Sunday's win over Seattle. He has scored a TD in six straight games, averaging 5.6 yards per carry, most among NFL running backs with at least 100 rushing attempts. For the year, 772 rushing yards, 10 touchdowns, 14 special teams tackles. He is a two-time recipient of the 49ers Community Relations Family Service Award. He was undrafted out of Purdue in 2015. San Francisco has the top seed in the NFC. They've got a bye this weekend. Raheem Mostert is my guest. Raheem, good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm great. How about yourself?
Man, I'm great. That's quite an open for you. Hey, listen, take me back to Sunday night. You're going on the road with a chance to win the division and wrap up the top record in the NFC. So what was the mood like among the players before the game?
The mood was, look, we got to go in here. We got to handle business. We got to get this win so that way we can get this one seed back and, you know, get a bye week as well. Our mindset basically was that championship mindset. If we want to go all the way, you know, we just got to do the little things and take care of this win. With the last regular season game. So we just came in and, you know, we started falling pretty hot. And next thing you know, it just started taking over.
That's right. Next thing you know, you jump out to a 13-0 lead in the first half. Then it was 13-7 in the third quarter when you scored your first TD. What did you see on that play and how good did it feel to get into the end zone and extend that lead?
Oh, man, I saw a lot of things. I saw the line blocking very well, you know. I saw Kittle go out there, and he basically bluffed, like, three guys to get out of the way and make a hole for me, and not too many people noticed that when he was in motion. And then I followed my fullback, Juice, and he had a great block on one of the corners, and then I saw a hole, and I just hit it. And it just felt great just getting into the end zone again, and especially in a hostile environment like Seattle. Where it's just nothing but loudness everywhere. So, like I said, it felt good, and it was just a great moment right there.
Raheem Mostert joining us. It's a really hostile environment. That is a tough, tough place to play. And then coming down late, Seattle makes it 26-21, and then after a punt, they go on a 15-play drive that takes them to fourth and goal from just outside the five. Mm-hmm. What was going through your head on the sideline at that point?
Not again, you know. Especially that moment where we had with the Falcons early on in the season, a couple weeks prior to the game, Julio caught that amazing catch and the ball crossed the plane. So, in the last couple seconds of the game, so my whole entire thought process was, oh man, here we go again. You know, defense got to hone in on their craft and do a really good job. You know, with all their coverage, and they actually got it done. And I wasn't too necessarily shocked that the defense held them, you know, like I said, because they were already battle-tested, and so it just worked out phenomenal.
Dre Greenlaw made that big play, so the defense comes through. Let me ask you this. What's it mean to you, though, to have a couple of touchdowns and have a huge game with the division and the number one seed on the line?
You know, it was a lot. A lot of emotion actually came out towards the end of the game, after the game, because, you know, this is my first ever playoff appearance in my career. You know, I've been on seven different teams, six prior, and it was just one of those things where, man, you know, like, this journey is just going forever, and, man, I'm just writing my own book. So, you know, like I said, it was a lot of emotion coming out of that game, just trying to, like I said, trying to fight for that first seed and then also the first round bye. It was one of those games where, you know, I just had to give it all on the line and do my best the best way I can. So, like I said, it was a roller coaster of emotions. But after the game, I really felt the emotions.
Raheem Mostert joining us. You know, I want to talk to you because you guys had that number one seed and you had a huge game. But I did want to talk to you because of the journey that you mentioned, because your journey to this point really is amazing. A former NFL player turned analyst, Emmanuel Acho, tweeted the other day, quote, "I remember Raheem as a rookie in Philly. He was discouraged because he didn't make the squad and everybody viewed him as a track guy. He kept the faith. He kept working. And now he's bawling for the world to see." End quote. It's a really strong tweet. So what do you remember about those days as a rookie back in Philly?
You know, man, it's funny you say that because Acho, man, that was my guy. He helped me, you know, understand the game. And, you know, he has a brother that I also play with in Chicago. So I was very familiar with the Acho brothers. And, yeah, coming in, man, you know, one of my biggest supporters and stuff like that, you know, trying to find my way throughout the league is Darren Sproles. Not too many people know that. He was actually my mentor when I came in, and I've always looked up to Darren Sproles, even when he was with the Chargers, and him and Drew Brees, you know, I got that connection because of the Boilermakers, so watching Drew Brees and stuff, I was always a big fan of him and Sproles. So when I got the chance to sit down with Sproles, man, he just gave me a lot of lessons, life lessons and football lessons, you know, like, hey, don't ever be discouraged or, you know, your journey, your book has never been fully written yet. You still got pages that needs to be inserted into the book. And telling me all these things, man, that just helped me grow. And I was basically a sponge when I was there in Philly when I first started out. Like I said, we had these little workshops. They called them mentality workshops. And we had to get a partner. And I chose Darren Sproles, and he was okay with me, you know, being his partner, and we just did workshops and stuff like that and talked through, you know, what type of things that trigger him. And, you know, I got to learn some stuff about him, and he also got to learn some stuff about me. And he, like I said, he was always underestimated, and everybody didn't think he could play because of how short he was. But one thing that he always told me was, hey, don't ever believe what everybody's telling you. You know, you always believe in yourself and have the faith that, you know, you can keep going no matter what. I've always stuck by that, and now it's paying dividends, you know, 5 years later.
Raheem Mostert joining us. What a great answer. I love that notion of a mentality workshop. But just so the folks understand this, Raheem, Philadelphia was the start of the journey, but it included stops in Miami, Baltimore, Cleveland, New York, and Chicago. All told, it was six teams in 17 months. So you might have had this mindset, but emotionally, what was it like to go through that experience?
Oh, man, you know, it was after that, I would say after the Dolphins, when I had got released, I became immune to, you know, being cut. And so my whole mindset was, hey, I know I'm good enough to play in this league, at least for special teams. So let me just prove to everyone what I can do. And I went into Baltimore, top leading in kick return and, you know, making plays on special team, being effective as best as I can, trying to block punts and stuff like that. But it was one of those things where, hey, you know, I got to take it up a notch. And that's what I tried to do at the running back position. But unfortunately, you know, they didn't have the same eye to eye that I did. And it didn't work out. And so this year when we were able to play Baltimore, I felt like it was more of like a chip on my shoulder and, you know, not so much a revenge game, but, you know, to make them feel what they've been missing out 5 years later. It felt great. And like I said, it was one of those things where I knew I'm able to play in this game. I have the confidence in myself, and I need an opportunity. And that's what I've been able to get here.
So let me ask you this then. You finally get the opportunity that you've been looking for. You come to San Francisco, you're on the practice squad, then the full roster, and then you establish yourself as a critical special teams player. You start to see some action as a running back last year, and then finally, you sign a 3-year extension in March. Given everything you went through to get to this point, what did it mean to you to have earned that extension?
Man, it felt great. You know, just like anyone else would say, it felt great. But for me, it's more than just, you know, the fact that I got a deal. It was more so I'm still able to play this game that I love. You know, I'm still able to meet new guys that come on the team, or I'm able to, you know, connect with the guys that are already on the team. So I'm just really blessed and thankful to be in that position that I am. You know, it took a long time, but, you know, I always tell people, man, hard work pays off at the end. And, you know, if you're in a dark tunnel, there's always going to be light towards that end, the end of the tunnel. You just got to believe in yourself. And that's one thing that I was always, you know, serious about, is always believing in myself no matter what. And I also have a great family. You know, my wife, she does an unbelievable job. Her mentality is the same as mine, you know, never quit on your dreams. And if you want to go after something, go after it full steam ahead no matter what. There's always going to be some downfalls, but you'll be all right.
Such
That's our attitude in our family.
But what a great attitude. I love the positivity. One last thought about the team. Now, you beat New Orleans in their house. You beat Seattle in Seattle. You gave Baltimore all they could handle on the road. From the outside, it seems like this team is really battle-tested. How would you describe, then, the mental and physical toughness of this team?
Man, you know, going through these past couple years with this team, you know, it just made us greater than what most people see us as. We're a close-knit group. We all hang out with each other. We all do great things with each other and stuff like that. And we go have a good time and, you know, cherish every moment with each other. You know, even with the plane rides and stuff like that, we're all, you know, honing in on not only the game, but, you know, the brotherhood, the leadership, everything that goes into effect. It started, like I said, 2 years ago when we were 4-12 or something like that, and then, I don't know, 6-10, and then 4-12 last year, you know. So we've been battle-tested already. You know, coming into those close games the past 2 years, we would have had a better record than what we got, but it was one of those things where we know we're good. We're good enough to play with anyone. Now it's time for us to, you know, show the world what we can do, and this year, you know, we were able to do that. Now we're 13-3. We're number one seed. It took a lot for us to get to this point, but we made it, and you know, we got that confidence in ourselves that we feel like nobody can really beat us. The only people that can beat us is ourselves. And that's our attitude.
The Niners do have that number one seed. They've got to buy this weekend. They earn both those things. Raheem Mostert having a huge season. Raheem, I really appreciate the conversation. More than that, I appreciate you personally. Great to have you on the show. Raheem, thanks so much.
Hey, thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Go Niners.
Really enjoyed that. What a tremendous guy. Easy to see also how he's a two-time recipient of the 49ers Community Relations Family Service Award. He has had a big, big year, and he's earned everything he's gotten. That team has earned everything it's gotten. And I appreciate the relationship with the 49ers. They're coming up big as a jungle team. They are the top seed in the NFC, arguably the team to beat in the conference, and they've got a bye this weekend.